You're listening to SBS News.
The federal government has promised to prevent discrimination through its Religious Freedom Bill, but community services groups with varying religious backgrounds have united to try to stop the legislation, arguing everyone should be protected equally. Bronwyn Pike is a lifelong member of the Uniting Church and chief executive of Uniting Vic Tas.
Look, we don't like the direction of the current draft of the bill, and we don't discriminate, and we don't believe others should have the right to discriminate or in fact engage in any bigotry in the name of religion.
The organisations behind the joint statement also include Anglicare, Good Shepherd, Jewish Care Victoria, Sacred Heart Mission and Macaulay Community Services for Women. They want a shift in the national conversation about faith because they say it's divisive. Ms Pike says services should be provided on an as-needed basis and no one will be refused based on religion.
This particular legislation is a stalking horse for people who want to promulgate homophobic and misogynist views in the name of religion. And that's not something that we can accept as people who provide services and support to everyone who comes through our doors.
The Federal Attorney General says Australia already has strong anti-discrimination framework and the draft bill will extend protections. But Ms Pike says the current draft doesn't reflect Australian values as well as it could. The Public Interest Advocacy Centre's Jonathan Hornyor agrees. He's worried the powers of religious groups could become too strong under the planned legislation.
It's absolutely telling that we now have mainstream faith-based religious organisations saying this is not the bill that they're looking for. These organisations are saying that this bill undermines the values that they represent, the values of compassion and respect and fellowship. And it reflects the fact that what we've got is a radical bill that's being driven from a radical place and not a central and unifying place.
Equality Australia's Anna Brown has applauded the faith-based services for taking a leadership role in the religious discrimination debate. But she too has concerns certain religious groups could receive preferential treatment over others.
In healthcare settings, for example, it privileges the religious views of health practitioners over the needs of patients. So this can undermine national standards set by medical bodies, for example.
Liam Elphick is researching discrimination law at the University of Western Australia and he doesn't support the bill either.
So we've got a bill that effectively says we should not discriminate on the basis of religion. But if you're a religious body in any of those categories, you're effectively taken out from the whole bill and you can continue to discriminate on the basis of religion. So those are some of the main problems with the bill, but it remains a long way off from being something that I would support.
He says the bill heavily favours religious views over other perspectives.
The bill goes much too far in allowing religious organisations, religious charities and other public benevolent institutions, even those just with a really sort of mere religious affiliation, to discriminate in the provision of goods and services. So you could see charities that provide homeless shelters or soup kitchens, for instance, say, well, you're not of the exact same religious faith as me, so we're not going to give you food today or we're not going to give you housing today.
One aspect that some argue hasn't been explored thoroughly in the debate is the right to keep religious views private if the individual doesn't want to disclose them to a service provider. The government says there was extensive consultation involved in the draft Religious Discrimination Bill. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.